Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, a chance of showers and thunderstorms will continue this afternoon. Continued cloudy with the temperature falling to around 46 by 5 p.m. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers mainly before 10 p.m., cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with a low around 29. And on Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 41, windy with a southwest wind gusting as high as 46 miles per hour. And in the news for today, in a continuing story that the Nearly Noon News has been following, the Wisconsin Examiner is reporting that the authority of Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources to regulate PFAS, forever chemicals that have contaminated drinking water, was blocked on Tuesday. A Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Michael Boren ruled that the DNR cannot regulate PFAS and other emerging toxic compounds under the Wisconsin Spills Law. If allowed to stand, the ruling diminishes the state's protection against PFAS contamination, an emerging toxic threat to many communities. Tuesday's ruling came out of a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, or WMC, in February in defense of an Oconomowoc-based dry cleaning company. WMC argued that the company should not be required to clean up chemicals that had not previously been specifically identified by the DNR as requiring environmental remediation. Many PFAS contamination sites are connected to specific businesses or private entities. The WMC lawsuit pointed to the loose, still emerging framework for regulating PFAS. Environmental groups rallied against the lawsuit, with Midwest Environmental Advocates filing an amicus brief that included other environmental groups, a former mayor of Marinette, and concerned citizens. The area around Marinette has been heavily affected by PFAS contamination. More locally, the town of Campbell in the La Crosse area and French Island has been negatively affected by PFAS contamination in a number of drinking water wells. If the decision stands, DNR might have to wait years for legislators to issue rules covering specific contaminants. Despite the rains that have come into the area with a storm on Tuesday and rain forecast for today, the state DNR has declared western Wisconsin, including the Driftless, as a very high stage fire area. On Tuesday, the DNR reported very high fire danger in 28 counties in the western half of the state, from St. Croix and Taylor counties down to Dane and Greene counties. Much of the rest of the state has a high fire risk aside from 8 counties in far northern Wisconsin. DNR officials responded to 19 wildfires affecting 120 acres on Monday, many of which were a result of debris burning by people who were not aware of the high fire risk. The DNR has responded to more than 107 wildfires this year, burning more than 276 acres in the state. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.